We will briefly listen to our brethren as they tell us about the child and the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God as a family and also thank you, my brethren, for you have been with us even in hard time and in trouble and in joyful time. We just want to thank you and bless God for you people. You are wonderful brethren. We say may your name, may the name of God be glorified in the midst of every of us in Jesus' name. I want to thank you all. I just don't know how to say it. I am short of words. But I want to say we love you and we thank you. We appreciate all the good things, all the prayers, everything that has come, the up and the downs. We appreciate God for all. He knows why. I just want to thank God for this wonderful son he gave to us. I called him wonderful because on that very day at the hospital, when he was to come, well, in fact, we were at home when she came back from work that situations have changed. I said, okay, let's watch as it goes that God will help us. And after that day, the next day, situation improved more and more. I called Brother Simeon, please, where are you? Where are you? He said, what happened? I said, situation has changed. Please, come. You know what I mean. He laughed. I said, I'm coming. Just give me 10 minutes. Behold, before 10 minutes, he came. And we carried my wife. I put her in the car. We carried her things to the hospital. And the calls we are coming, you know, and immediately I went in and I told the doctors, they said, we know, don't worry, she has been out, but just relax, we know what to do. They rushed, took her in inside the labor room, and she stood from that morning from that evening till the next day, the baby wasn't coming. I began so worried. I spoke with her. She said, she's getting weak. I said, don't get weak. Be strong. That we have a covenant. We have an agreement with God that this baby will not come through CS. She said, amen. And by then, but Chichuka has been calling me. I should give them the situation report in the hospital. And the last time, Bodezi called and I spoke, he spoke with one of the nurses. And they told him all the things they said to him. He asked, he says, Christopher, could there no cause to panic? Your wife is in crisis, and very soon you have your baby, according to what the nurse have told me. I say, okay. But the time began to go, time moved. After in the evening, I said, no, it's getting out of hands. I went to her again. She said, please, I am getting tired. Go and book me for CS. I said, no, but this is not what we planned. He said, please, just go. I said, okay, let me call Bodezi and let him know. Because he said, any step I am taking, I should let him know before I take any step. And I called and called and called. I called about 4 times. He wasn't picking. Unknowingly to me that God is preparing his own way for us. And I went out, Sister Jane said, Blackers. Go and book her. I said, don't worry. He said, I know. I said, go down. I understand what you mean. Don't worry. I said, what's coming? I said, God, why? I was just swallowing in my heart. I said, God, why? I don't want to see her. This is not what we're backing for. Unknowingly to me, brother, as I was contemplating and grumbling within myself, Baby has come though.
Amen.
As I just came as a jail with one of my former boss, so to say, the wife was there. He called me, Crystal, come. I heard your wife shouting, my baby has come. I said, what? Before you heard her shouting, baby has come. She said, amen. The next night, I just pimped inside the ward. I saw how the carriage was going. I said, God, I'm going to be. Immediately, the nurse came out and called me. You have a baby boy. I said, praise God. And she took me in. I went to her there, this young man. I saw him. I was overwhelmed. The nurse was like, okay, are you crying? I said, forget, you don't understand. You're not going to understand. I'm not crying, but you don't understand. I don't need to start explaining anything to you. And after that, we bring the baby out, brought her out. He's a strong man over there. He fasted for 3 days, which I could not even try fasting. This baby you are looking at. For 3 days, breast milk could not come. And the baby was there, fasting, crying. I said, baby, cool down. You come, breast milk will come. We wanted to give him water, but he said no. Sister Lucy sent us a WhatsApp permit. She said, don't ever give that child anything. Breast milk will come. I said, okay, ma. I said, my wife, you are bad, ma. No, cool down. And behold, that third day evening, she called me, said, I said, breast milk, as I told you to come. And breast milk came, and baby began to eat. Amen. And he began to grow, and looking good and healthy. I just bless God. His name is Uzochukwu. That is God's road. Yeah, the way of the Lord. And his other name is Daniel. Daniel. I'll call him Evis. Evis. Amen.
Brethren, let's he says he doesn't want to talk.
When he told me that the baby would be coming to church today, I prayed about it and I received a word for you. It's in Exodus 2, verse 9. God was speaking through the Pharaoh's daughter. He said, take this child and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Just to remind you again that God has entrusted this child into your care. And there's a mandate upon you. And after which, the wages will come. So live to that, and the Lord will bless you. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Okay. Let the elders come, please. So let's pray for Daniel. So, where is it? Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this occasion, this time of dedication. Lord, we thank you because it gives us an opportunity of thanking you for this gift that you have given us. It also gives us an opportunity of knowing that you are a God of increase, and that reminding us of the responsibility that we have in bringing up this child in the way of the Lord. Lord, even as we have been reminded today, we come to bless this child. We come to ask, O God, by your mercies, that this one that you have given unto us, he says, just like Moses was drawn out of water, this one will be drawn out of the water of life. The water, the perdition, the thing that we see walking around, the things that are antagonistic to the purposes of God. Lord, we ask, O God, that as we hide this one in the church, as we hide this one in the body, as the parents nurse this child in the admonition and in the ways of the Lord, that this one will not depart from it. Lord, he will grow in the knowledge of the Lord. He will know, and at the right age, he will give his life and be born again. At the right age, he will come to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Lord, at the right time, he will come and he will become a servant in the house. Therefore, we prophesy to this one today, and we ask, O God, pour upon this child the blessings of heaven.
Amen.
And let it grow through from the beginning of the day he was born. And that we can begin to see, you know, your hand being strong upon the Lord. That even as the prophecy will come today, he will grow in your knowledge. And the power of God will be upon him. Lord, we ask, O God, he will not depart from the ways of the Lord. He will not follow the things of the world. He will be a man of God. He will know you inside and outside. Lord, even as he grows as a child, the things that affect the other children, the diseases, the circumstances of this life, that this one will be spared of it. Lord, he will not die young. He will not die. Lord, we prophesy. We prophesy. In short, as our brother was speaking, he said, the Lord giveth, he doesn't take away. He giveth. And this one will live. This one will be strong. This one will be the strength of the Lord will be multiplied. We ask that the grace and the peace of God will be multiplied as his days grow. Lord, we bless you and thank you for giving us this wonderful gift. We bless you and thank you. For we know that you will equip brother Christopher and our sister to nurture the equip them. Lord, equip them. Lord, equip them in all the ways that they need to be equipped. Lord, let their eyes be strong upon this child. Their eyes will not stray away. He will live and he will not die. Blessed be the name of our God, for we are prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we come to pray, Lord, and we stand as a church against the things that have placed demands upon this marriage. Lord, no matter what had been done, whether during the time of marriage ceremony, Lord, or by the forefathers or by the fathers, whatever had been done had placed a demand upon this couple and upon their children. Father, we come as their brethren and we come to destroy it. Lord, the things that are speaking, the things that have been erected, the things that have been, dedications that have been made, Lord, behind them, oh God, that they are ignorant of. Father, we come. By the indication of the Spirit, we come against such speakings. We come against such altars. We come against such covenants. And we say, from today, they are loosed. They are loosed. They are loosed in the name of Jesus. For Lord, the Son of the King, hallelujah, shall pay no toll. Therefore, this one shall pay no toll in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that covenant came and it took a child. And we say enough is enough.
It will not happen again. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, we bring song of deliverance round about these ones, my God and my Father, and upon this child. In the name of Jesus. We say there is an anointing that is upon you. An anointing of a covenant of peace and of life. We place it upon you, Daniel, from today henceforth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No spirit can touch you. And we declare and we say, let no spirit trouble this one, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father and our God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Therefore, we dedicate him. We lay him upon the altar. Father, we say, this one belongs to you. Oh God, even as Moses was offered to you, Father, we offer this one to you today. Lord, let him do your good pleasure. For that is the reason and the purpose for which he was created. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.